Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. How contemporary living kidney donor transplants compare to pre-pandemic trends, an interrupted time series analysis. Living donor kidney transplants are crucial for patients needing access to kidney transplantation. Little research had previously quantified living donor kidney transplant behaviors following the COVID-19 pandemic. This study analyzed National Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients and census data to characterize contemporary donor and recipient patterns. This investigation established foundational epidemiological context for understanding post-pandemic living donor kidney transplant trends. Article number 2. Food supplementation in patients hospitalized for heart failure, a randomized clinical trial. Low-quality dietary intake is associated with adverse heart failure outcomes. The evidence for food as medicine interventions in this patient population remained limited. Researchers conducted a randomized clinical trial to assess the feasibility of providing food supplementation with medically tailored meals or fresh produce. This trial provides foundational insights into the potential clinical associations of such interventions for recently hospitalized heart failure patients. Article number 3. Risk factor profiles and hemodynamic progression in aortic stenosis, a retrospective population-based study. Aortic stenosis is a progressive disease with significant variability in its progression rate. Current surveillance guidelines do not adequately identify individuals at highest risk for rapid hemodynamic deterioration. This retrospective population-based study assessed aortic stenosis progression rates and factors associated with rapid progression using real-world longitudinal data. This research provides essential insights for refining risk assessment and improving surveillance strategies in aortic stenosis patients. Article number 4. Subphenotypes of acute heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Comprehensive proteomics and pathway analysis. The heterogeneity of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, presents significant challenges for treatment development. This study characterized distinct subphenotypes of HFPEF using a machine learning-based clustering model. Researchers performed a comprehensive proteomic and pathway analysis on these identified phenotypes. This work provides crucial insights into HFPEF heterogeneity to guide tailored therapeutic strategies. Article number 5. Parsimonious machine learning model to predict one-year mortality and procedural futility after transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Current risk scores inadequately predict one-year mortality after transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR, limiting their ability to guide decisions on procedural futility. This study developed a parsimonious machine learning model using only pre-procedural variables to predict one-year all-cause mortality. The machine learning model was trained on a retrospective cohort of 1025 TAVR patients, incorporating 52 clinical and echocardiographic factors. This innovative model offers an improved tool for guiding patient selection and shared decision-making for TAVR procedures. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.